May 13th, Chambers insight into the economic impact of the coronavirus. Things are moving, Chris. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Joe. It's good to see you again. Thanks again for Catalyst's support of making sure this information gets out. And, you know, we've had a lot of different stories about the relief and the reopen. This is, we're continuing to share those. I also like that you and I now have bonded by wearing the same color shirts every day. I think that's part of, you know, what's happening in St. Pete. Things are morphing together and we're all living the same life now. So I'm glad to see that as well.
Very symbiotic.
Absolutely. But so, Joe, you know, we have had a lot of great news about things. The data is still showing that we're going in the right direction. Let me just quickly just show our audience that, as I said, we would do each time, just so we have a sense of that. I'm going to share my screen real quick as we do that. So what you see here, again, is the numbers. You see, again, our percent positive cases are at 4.8%. And the one that we're worried about a little bit right now is this 14-day average of new cases. This is at 14.3. If you look here, Joe, you know, it's not a big bump, because yesterday when I showed you this number, it was 12.7. So that means we're bumping up a little bit, but it's getting close towards where we were way back in April 25th. So what we really want to, you ideally want this to be a downward trajectory. This little tick up should concern all of us a little bit. We're going to really watch these very closely going forward to ensure that we have this under control, because if we see the spike up, we won't. But let me just share one other quick information about this that would be interesting for your viewers as well. I don't know if you can see this too well, but in the middle of this screen, I woke up this morning, Joe, and you could take the news as kind of negative that, wow, our state had 19 more positive cases. It's been the highest it's ever been. And that was the headlines today. That's what is on Facebook. That's what people are reading. But if our viewers can just look where this is in the middle, you can see that we had these number 19 positive cases. You can see that right here. That's what was reported. But look at the number of negatives and the percent positive. So what is done, and that was at 4.8 we were looking at as that cumulative, look at our percent positive continues to go down, which is awesome. But why that number was so high, 19, is because we doubled the amount of tests. So when we said we needed to do more testing, that's what you're starting to see now. Look, we're up at 1,700 cases compared to 2 weeks ago where we had 374 different tests. So you're talking about a lot more activity to get just that many more numbers. So we see every trend right now still doing what we're hopeful of, which is getting better for this community. But you see that little blip? That means tomorrow and the next day we're going to watch these, and you may see some restrictions if we start seeing that go up a little bit more. So stay tuned on that. But today is about how do we reopen. There are businesses opening today, and there's people also having something that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet is people hiring for jobs. So what I'd love to do is bring in my partner from the Beaches Chamber of Commerce, the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber. Let's talk to Robin Miller. And there she is.
Hey, Robin.
Hey.
Robin, it's great to see you. And I believe that's probably not the real beach, but I'm envious that you can be near the beach. Tell me a little bit about how's it been these last few weeks for yourself?
For me personally, it's you know, it's on a little bit of an uptick. You know, once things started opening up out here, there'd been a much more kind of sigh of relief and a positive vibe, which I personally could feel. And it brought some tears to my eyes to be able to see, you know, what these businesses are really climbing their way out of, and a joy to help them.
Great. And you and I run Chambers of Commerce, which is a 501c6 organization. We've talked a lot about other organizations. It's been a struggle for organizations like ours, right? We didn't get much of the relief effort. Can you inform folks a little bit about how that worked?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, those federal funds didn't trickle our way. And just like you and I have been preaching to our businesses, we now have to reimagine ourselves as a chamber of commerce. And now more than ever, our job is grassroots, boots to the ground. And we're basically in a startup mode just alongside of our businesses. So in some instances, we're learning side by side with them, sharing and really leaning on each other. I think these next several months for any local chamber of commerce we really need our community to lift us up as well and realize that we are going to provide as much value now more than ever for the business community.
Yep. And you and I didn't slow down during this time. I know you guys did something pretty creative about with Chick-fil-A. I saw the last time about just helping people get food. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's another kind of warm to my heart situation. Unfortunately, we've had to do it, but fortunately, we had the opportunity. So yeah, we gave what I said, chicken sandwiches out. We served over, I think it was over 700 sandwiches in a drive-through capacity behind our chamber building on the beach. And then we continue to partner with the wonderful organization of Feeding Tampa Bay. And we've moved the location from the Tradewinds because they are now ramping up with guests on property. So we're doing that at St. Pete Beach City Hall.
Great. That, I saw a lot of those posts and it made me feel warm too. That, I mean, like, even though we know how hard everybody was struggling, somehow you got the resources and the ability and the people. And I just saw people caring about each other. And that's what chambers of commerce do. So I appreciate that. And now you seem a little bit optimistic. You're smiling a little bit. So it must feel like you've talked to some members and things are opening up. You just mentioned the Tradewinds opening up again. Tell me about what you're starting to see right now.
Yes. So when it comes to the accommodation sector, the majority of them are in the reopen right now or reopening in the weekend, ramping up for Memorial Day weekend if they had closed. And then, as you know, as our restaurants add capacity, they're bringing on staff in those situations, but also our retail storefronts and our little districts opening. And what we're learning is that our businesses have a pretty strong need, and that's for staffing. And that's why it's putting a smile on my face today.
Wait, so you're saying there might be jobs available for people who are watching this and really want to get back to work?
Absolutely, 100% affirmative. Our phone over here at the chamber, I'm back. We started on Monday. It's been ringing with a post I made on Facebook that the beach businesses are hiring. So many of our member businesses want to post those listings with us, which we're doing. But also, we've had some people looking for work call in, and we're able to filter them to some specific opportunities that can fulfill them.
Now, I'm not going to get political here, but this could be a result of of getting some unemployment benefits that might be higher than what those folks would have been paid coming back to work. Would that be some of this?
Yes, I would say that there is a percentage of that aspect out there. I do also think that we also have an unfortunate situation where children are at home, right? And our workforce needs to find childcare or stay home with the child. And there may be some other factors too, where they might have elderly parents that they might live with or associate with, where they may also be trying to protect their family in some interest.
Well, that's a great point. We've mentioned it before about just if you have someone in your family or your employee that's vulnerable, you're going to have to make arrangements. But what you're kind of making it even more complex for those businesses to think about is when you're ready to return, you might not have people who are ready to return, and it could be really good reasons that you don't want them to return. And so you might really have to think ahead about, do I have enough staff to take me through whatever I'm about to tell people I'm going to do?
Yes, Chris, it's a tricky combination, a recipe, what we're calling it out here with our workforce. I personally stayed on the beach this weekend for Mother's Day with a friend of mine, and the experience I took some great notes. But the experience, what we need to focus on is that we want our customers to have a great one, and we want repetitive business to come back. So when it comes to the recipe of bringing workforce back, we have to balance that equation as employers. And even at the chamber, right? We've got to look at how we're balancing our at-home workforce and our in-the-office workforce.
Great. And you said you spent the time on the beach too. What is the beach like? Are they packed? I haven't been out there yet. Is it navigationable? I mean, are people behaving themselves?
It was absolutely amazing, the respect that everyone had for each other on the sand. And they actually were drawing a line in the sand to social distance. If you were behind a property, that property is doing a great job of spreading out the cabanas or the chairs. And then on property, wiping down, keeping the minimum people in the pool, doing walkthroughs and reminding people of that, signage. it wasn't too congested. Saturday got it got a little bit out here, and we had to post signs all the way up to North Beaches that certain entries were closed to more traffic. But overall, there wasn't an overwhelming issue.
Beautiful. And then what do your hoteliers tell you about Memorial Day and beyond? Are they seeing people booking from away from, we're not supposed to be traveling. Phase two will be about traveling, but we're hunkered down in St. Pete and the beaches trying to stay safe. But do you feel like people from around the country are going to start, or the drive time market from Orlando start heading this way?
Yes, one of the things I do here with our accommodations members, and I take a pulse every so often. So the demand right now is looking stronger than they anticipated, and approaching into the Memorial Day and after, actually into June. That is a local market. Everything so far that we've seen out here is, a drive, definitely a drive market. Most of it Tampa, St. Petersburg based, or Sarasota, Bradenton. And we do foresee that obviously out into the longer future and into the end of the year. And according to the governor's orders, we don't anticipate, the inbound out-of-state traffic to accelerate much.
Well, that's good news too. So we have been talking before, and you and I joined the Florida Chamber calls, and we see that V-shaped recovery or the U-shaped recovery that could be 4 years, or if everybody gets back safely and we start really doing this correctly and step by step, we could be back sooner than we thought, is what I'm hearing from even what you're saying there, that we're even the early returns are people are starting to book.
Yeah, I am healthy. I have a healthy optimism about it. And that is truly because we have the wonderful natural resource of these fabulous award-winning beaches out here that I so wonderfully get to help represent, and a great downtown that we connect to down there. So I think between our assets, we're in a better position than some people in the state of Florida as it looks, to recovery. So it's very important. And one of the things we want to focus on is making sure that everyone has a great experience. And that great experience is beyond the perfectly grilled grouper sandwich, right? Or the perfectly comfortable bed at the resort. That great experience today is that I feel safe, I feel clean, and I don't feel like myself or my family is put into any harm's way.
And that's why I love you, Robin. I appreciate what you're saying there, and that's what we're saying. And you really did give me goosebumps when you connect what are beautiful beaches and how you're handling and all those award-winning beautiful places out there and our awesome downtown with our arts and livable scene here. I mean, we have an opportunity if we do it just the way you outlined, if we do it safe and carefully, watching all that, we have an opportunity to get back, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun working with you on it. I look forward to it. I appreciate what you've done for our community so far, and hang in there and let's get going again. Okay.
Yes. Thank you always for being a great colleague and providing me this opportunity, and hashtag Chamber Strong, Chris.
Right on, Chamber Strong. All right, Joe, I appreciate you letting us talk about that, but I think it's really good to hear that we have some optimism on both sides of our peninsula today.